Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been out of sight for a while. But don't you worry. She's still out there and out of her mind. Yeah, out of her mind. She was pontificating yesterday, as she often does, going into deep thought, you know, reflecting on the world around her and her incredible observations. She was talking about the fact that she didn't see many police officers at Richmond. Now, first of all, at the gun rally, anybody that got onto the Capitol grounds had to go through an airport-like security system. Metal detectors, backpack, everything searched, right? So it was airports, and there were like, I don't know, a dozen different metal detectors. So I'd say security was pretty strong, and the police presence was pretty obvious. But during the rally, the police just kind of faded away. Why? Because people that own guns understand the awesome responsibility that they have, the power that they have in their hands. And they're respectful of that. And they're respectful of law and order. You see, yesterday was petition day in Virginia. They get to go and petition the government and say, hey, this is not what we want. Now, bills are going to be pushed through Virginia today in the state house. Gun control initiatives. Gun confiscation proposals will be discussed, possibly passed through today. You watch. But I want you to hear from AOC, so hopelessly out of touch with America. You know, living in that little place of New York that she grew up, she's completely insulated from the rest of the world. Wisconsin, what's that? Is that a farm where they make cheese? Is it? Bite number one with AOC. Bite one. Go.
There's this gun rights protest that's right. happening right. down in Richmond.
Right.
And
on MLK Day.
On MLK Day. But here's the image that has struck with me the most about that, is that when we go out and march for the dignity and the recognition of the lives of people like Freddie Gray mm-hmm. and Eric Garner, mm-hmm. the whole place is surrounded by police in riot gear mm-hmm. without a gun in sight. Mm-hmm. And here are all of these people flying Confederate flags with mm-hmm. semi-automatic weapons, mm-hmm. and there's almost no police officers mm-hmm. at that protest. Mm-hmm. So who are in... Who or what are our institutions protecting right. from who?
Right, right.
And that image conveys it all.
Got it.
Conveys it all.
It really does. And thank you for that observation, AOC. Because what it tells us is that the people that were gathered in Richmond, where there was not one arrest, where there was not one incident of any sort of violence, it tells us that these are responsible, law-abiding citizens. It tells us these are the most responsible, law-abiding citizens that you can find. They are the perfect kind of neighbor that you want to have. You're exactly right. It tells us everything we need to know. It tells us that gun-owning Americans are safe, trustworthy, honest people of integrity. That's what it tells us. And thank you for having the ability to point that out. Except I think she might have been pointing out something different. What do you think? At any rate, and the absurdity of it all on the left, I want to share with you a little bit more. I shared with you Joe Biden's assertion here a little bit ago that he would like to end all detention of illegal aliens at the southern border. Let them all go across the board. You heard him say that, right? Bernie Sanders says he is willing to consider tearing down all the border walls. Just tear them all down. We don't need them anyway. Just, you know, open for business. Let them flood on in. Bite number two from Big Bernie. Bite two, go.
You said the wall is symbolic and it represents.
Yes.
So wouldn't it be proper to tear that symbol down in order to achieve that?
It may be, but, you know, it's how much is it going to cost to tear it down? Should you do that, tear it down? I don't know. Maybe the answer is yes.
That's something you're willing to consider. You're willing
you
to consider
look,
tearing down existing fencing between U.S.
But again, if it's going to cost me billions of dollars to tear it down, I'd rather invest that maybe in the needs for child care in this country. But it's something, you know, we can look at.
Child care in this country. Isn't it unusual that no matter what a couple does that I have no relationship to, complete strangers go and create a child. And everything that happens after this couple, complete strangers makes a child, is somehow my responsibility. If they choose an abortion, it's my responsibility to pay for that, according to the left. If they choose to have the child, it's my responsibility to make sure the mother has all the medical care, the delivery and everything taken care of at my expense. The child, daycare, pre-K, All of that, my responsibility. If the child decides to go to college later in life, my responsibility. So two strangers create a child. Two people you've never met and will never meet create a child. It is your responsibility to foot the bill. Just so we're clear, that's what the leftists think in America today. It's your responsibility. And by the way, the list is getting longer, your list of responsibilities, because it's universal health care. According to AOC, back to her, everything's is a human right. Housing, food, water, transportation, college, daycare, it's all a human right. And you have the privilege, congratulations, to foot the bill. Very proud of you. I'm glad you're going to work today because a lot of people are counting on you. All right, so get out the door, get to work. A lot of people are counting on you today to foot the bill because they're going to go do some things today that might not be great decisions, but hey, it doesn't matter. If we have a kid, I ain't paying for it anyway. Those guys are. You are. Because it's your responsibility to pay for everybody else. No matter what they do, you need to do that. And if you don't, you are a bigot. Do you understand the way this works? If you don't foot the bill or you grumble about it or you complain, you say that's not right, you are a bigot. Understand that. I want you to be crystal clear on that. You are a bad human being for complaining that somebody else is trying to be a mooch and take your money for all of their bad decisions. You low-life bigot. All right, we got that out of the way. Let's see here. Yes, that's, hour number one's already going in the books. All right, well, coming up in hour number two, we've got Mike Lindell's going to be here. That's right, MyPillow. The MyPillow guy is going to join. Conservative, he's from Minnesota. He turned his life around. He was an addict, a junkie, and he pulled it together. That is one of the most successful companies that you see all the time. MyPillow. Mike Lindell coming up in hour number two. Don't miss that right here on The Steve Gerber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.